Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. I'm sorry for the delay of stories being posted. There was a technical problem, and that's why tonight there will be, in Yirtzeh Hashem, a few stories posted all at once. Tonight's story actually just happened to me, and sometimes things happen that we say, wow, that was amazing. And here's what happened. I went to the yeshiva at Devon Meiriv, the Bachur Mard. Not there. They went home already for Pesach. But there was a young man who used to be a bacher in the yeshiva. The yeshiva over here is for boys aged 14 to 17. And now this boy is probably about 20. And he was not here for yeshiva. He was here because he is a shliach. He's acting as a shliach, as an emissary of the Rebbe, to help out one of the local shluchim. One of the other full-time emissaries is going to be on the campus and help the Chabad rabbi on campus. So I saw him. We saw each other. Shalom Aleichem. Aleichem Shalom. How are you? He said, do you remember when I was a bacher here, 14 years old, 15 years old, 16 years old, that I used to sit near this bacher? This bacher had a place. Actually, he sat near me because his uncle sat near him, and I sat near his uncle. His uncle is my son-in-law. And so we were generally close to each other each day during Shacharis. At that time, I was davening here at the yeshiva almost every day Shacharis. Now I don't. I davened an earlier minyan, but at that time, that's what I did. And quite often, I would ask him to check my tefillin. He said, you remember you used to ask me to check your tefillin, make sure that your tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin that goes on top of the head, was exactly in the center. And I said, oh, thank you very much. I didn't really remember, but okay. He said, I remember that you told me to make sure that when I adjust the tefillin on top of your head, that I don't grab the tefillin at the top, but rather I take it by the base. The tefillin has a base, and then it has a part that sticks up of a couple inches, a few inches, depending on the size of the tefillin. And the reason why we do that is because if each day we take it by the top part of the tefillin and move it over, move it this way, that way, after a while, it's only leather. It's hardened leather, but it's only leather. We will ruin the shape, the square shape of the tefillin. Whereas the base, because of the way it's made, it's much, much more firm and very, very unlikely that we're going to ruin it if we move it by the base. Well, okay, very interesting. So I thought to myself, wow, interesting that I told this to the bacher probably one time. And here, many years later, 3, 4, 5, 6 years later, he remembered. He remembered what I told him. And he's learned a lot since then. He probably knows a lot more Torah than I do. But he remembered that point that when you are adjusting somebody's tefillin for them, the shel rosh should be in the right place. You have to move it. Don't move it by the top because you'll bend it. Rather, move it by the base. So after Meiriv, he left already to go to the Chabad house on campus. And I was thinking to myself, that's interesting, you know, that he remembered that one piece of advice. And I was thinking, is there something deeper about that advice? Is there a deeper lesson that we can learn from that little piece of advice that he remembered? Because everything in Torah has a soul and a body. There's the outside, and then there's the inside. And I thought, what is the inside, the inner lesson of this idea of adjusting the tefillin by the base instead of by the top? Because the top, eventually, you'll ruin the shape of it. You'll bend it out of shape. But the base, if you want to make the adjustment, you make it by the base. And I was thinking perhaps there's a lesson for us in this way. Tefillin is connected to our tefillah, to our prayers. And if our prayers need to be adjusted, there's different ways to adjust them. There are outer ways and there are inner ways. Now, of course, the outer ways are important. For example, to say the words out loud instead of softly, to follow the place inside the siddur rather than to say by heart, and so forth. But what is the base of our tefillos? What is the base of our prayers? Those things are important, no question. but they're not the base. The base of the prayer is our feelings for Hashem. And if our prayers are in need of adjustment, it's true that we have to make the adjustment to say the words out loud. We have to make the adjustment to follow the place inside. And there are other things that could be in need of adjustment. But what is the base of our davening? It is our love and our awe for Hashem. And so it is with many things in life. There is the outside adjustment, and then there's the inside, the base of the adjustment. And although it is important to adjust the outside things, but even more important perhaps, or just as important, is to look deeper inside, to adjust the inside. So what does that have to do with Mashiach and Geula? There's many things that we want to change. The pain and the suffering of Gullus. There's a war. There's all sorts of things that are not the way they're supposed to be. But what's the base of all of it? Perhaps it is changing the Goyla to the Geula. Changing Gola, which means exile, into Geula, which means redemption. And how do we do that? The difference between these two words is the Aleph. By bringing the Aleph here into our world of exile and transforming it into Geula. And of course, the Aleph stands for Hashem. Bringing Hashem into our life, into our davening, into our learning. Remember when we learn Torah, that it's Hashem's Torah. Not just it's a bunch of information, not just that it's a lot of things that make a lot of sense, but it's Hashem's Torah, Hashem's teaching. And God willing, with this emphasis of bringing Hashem into our life, into our learning, into our davening, into our goodness and kindness, this will be what brings the Geula. So please remember to always add more learning of Torah, more doing of mitzvahs, acts of goodness and kindness, and especially learning about Mashiach and Geula. As the Rebbe emphasizes that this is the Derech HaYashar, the straight path to bring the Geula. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.